How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I don't know when you listen or if there's anyone listening. Clearly nobody fucking listens on Spotify. But anyway, today I want to share more about understanding. I've mentioned before that I believe wholeheartedly that understanding is a superpower. And if you can understand, you can remove all fear, all doubt, all worry from your life. And that's going to be more of the focus of this, is it's getting rid of some frustration. Frustration, it's a good thing. You know, it's an uncomfortable state. It's when we grow, but it just can't add up. You can't compound frustration till your head explodes. You know what I'm saying? It's good to learn to understand situations. That way we can grow and we can take hits and they don't drag us down, you know. And a good example of how understanding can remove fear and frustration from our life is, think about a kid, you know, that they're afraid of a monster in their closet. I was one of those kids when I was young. I was convinced when I was a little boy that there was something under my damn bed. And I mean convinced. This is a true story, by the way. I have never told anybody this. Fuck it, I'll tell it right now. I would go in my bedroom, close the door, and I would look at my bed. Because I knew I was going to cut the light off. The switch is on the other side of the room. I'd cut the light off and run. And I would jump off the ground and land in my bed. Because I was afraid something was under my bed. And that's totally irrational. What does that solve? If there was something under the bed, like, wouldn't it just come out and get you? Like, why does diving across the room and, you know, breaking those... What are those little two-by-two? It's not a two-by-two. Those little tiny boards that hold up the mattress. My bed was built by hand. I come from a very poor family. Like, this thing was nailed together. But, you know, this bed was broken because I did this stuff. I got in trouble all the time. But when I understood that there was nothing under my bed, there was nothing in the closet, there's no reason to be afraid, you know, that sound I heard at night was nothing. When I understood those things, I was never afraid of that ever again. And while that's a silly example, most people are emotionally 5 years old and we're afraid of what we fear what we don't know. That's the common way to say it, but we're afraid of what we don't understand. And it's something that we carry into adulthood from childhood. Think about all the things that we're afraid of. There's somebody out there who thinks you're silly for being afraid of that, you know, because they understand it. So, more about frustration than fear today. I want to help you understand people, because you're going to be frustrated with people. That's just reality. I want to help you understand people. Your greatest frustration in your life is going to be trying to rationalize the irrational. You're going to see people do some wild and wonderful things, and you're going to sit and go, why in the hell are they crazy? Why are they doing that? Why would they do that? Like, are they fucking insane? Why would they do something like that? You're going to see people who believe in things that aren't stupid. They just believe in something wholeheartedly. And you're like, why do they believe that? You're going to meet people and you're going to say, why do they work so hard all the time? Why do they do that? And you're going to try and figure things out. And people who are generally more intelligent, they've got a more analytical brain. They don't just kind of float through life. They like to understand stuff. Those people, these are... you know, the higher IQ, I guess. You could find some bullcrap way to say it where everybody just, you know, strokes themselves and feels great, you know, about talking about it. But there's people who care and try to understand things, and there's people who don't care and they never understand anything. But the people who care, they're going to find this frustration. They're going to try and understand. Why are people hateful? Some people, not everyone. Why are some people so hateful? Why do some people just love everybody? Are they crazy? Like, why are they like that? Are they not aware that the world is a scary, dark place? It's full of evil and badness, you know? Your greatest frustration is going to be trying to figure these people out. And I was listening to an audio. I bumped my thing. I bet that showed up in the recording. I was listening to an audio by Jim Rohn, and I heard him tell a story that, and first of all, the answer is simple. It's what they are. And you've probably heard me say that, and you've probably thought it was so harsh when I said it. And I've always told you, I don't mean it harsh. It's the truth, and it sounds harsh, but I don't mean it harsh. I'm coming from a place of love. I'm not here to tell people how stupid they are. I'm here to tell you that you deserve better than what some people are going to try and give you. That's what I'm here for. It's to protect innocent people from not so innocent people. And I heard Jim Rohn say the same thing that I've been saying, but he said it in a way that was exactly the way that I meant it. And I learned something, and I'm always the student, you know. And he talked about the very first, and I'll probably screw the story up. You'll have to go look it up yourself. But he talked about the very first Church of Christ, very first Christian church. Excuse me. And he said the very first congregation was in front of 3,000 people. And there was a man up there giving the sermon. And the law of averages came into play. Some people were totally perplexed. Some people were mocking and laughing at the speaker. They were making fun of the speaker. Some people didn't even know what was going on. They had no idea what was going on. And some people believed him. And you say, well, why are people like that? Why were they perplexed? I don't understand. Because they are the perplexed. That's why. The mockers and laughers. Why were they mocking and laughing? Why would somebody do that? Because they are the mockers and the laughers. Why did people not know what was going on? Wasn't it obvious? It's simple. Because they are the people who don't know what's going on. You can spot them anywhere. Go anywhere where a large crowd is gathered and they're walking around saying, what's going on? That's what they are. And then why on earth would people believe this story? Why would anybody believe this? Because they are the believers. That's about as good an explanation about people in life as you're ever going to get. It's what they are. People, I don't know if this is a common turn of phrase or not, but where I came from, my mother would say it this way. They come by it honestly. It's what they are. You may be looking around going, why aren't people scared? How could you not be afraid right now? Because they are the fearless. They are the ones who are not afraid. Why are people so scared? I don't understand. What's all the panic for? Why are people afraid? Because they are the fearful. Why do these people work so hard? All they ever do is work. They never enjoy themselves. Why don't they ever take time off? Why are they always working on something constantly, man? That's not living. You got to live sometime. Why are they always working? Because they are the workers. Why are these people always unmotivated? How can you go through life and just be unmotivated? Not have anything, not have that energy. How can you ever be unmotivated in life? Because they are the unmotivated. Don't spend your life trying to rationalize the irrational. It's certainly not irrational to be fearless. It's not irrational to be a hard worker. It's not irrational to be a believer. Some things are irrational. Fear is irrational. Some things are just where people lack understanding. But it's not about them. It's about you and myself. When we understand that they're not afraid because they're fearless, we don't worry about it anymore. We just accept it. We accept them for who they are. And that's what all of us want anyway. That's what America's based on. We accept people for what they are. What do people want to be gay for? Well, because they're gay. That's it. That's the reason. It doesn't go beyond that. That's it. Accept people for who they are. Why are people racist? Because they are the racist. That's what they are. Well, people shouldn't do that. That's ridiculous. If racists aren't racist, what are they? Now what are we going to call them? Liars shouldn't be lying to everybody. That's ridiculous. Liars lie. It's what they do. It's what they are. What do you want them to fucking do? If they quit lying, who's going to start doing it? Then who's going to? I mean, somebody's got to do it, right? It's an interesting way to look at it. But when you stop trying to make everything a science experiment, that's really common today. Everything's based on science. Well, some stuff's just irrational. And it doesn't make sense. And it's never going to make sense. And you're going to pull out all your beakers and test tubes, and you're going to have some fucking green shit boiling in a bubble-looking glass thing, whatever the fuck that's called, and you're going to be trying to figure it out. And you know what you got? You got boiling water and no answers. That's what you fucking got. You're never going to figure it out. People are what they are. Why would anybody ever want to be a fucking lawyer? Because they are the lawyers. That's why. Why would anybody ever want to be a police officer? Because they are the police officers. Why would anybody ever just want to be a piece of shit? Because they are pieces of shit. That's why. And there's no explaining it beyond that. Understanding people and accepting what they are. Truly accepting it. Not judging them. Just, well, that's what they are. And letting it go. Think about all the frustration that lifts off your shoulders when you see people do or say something crazier than hell. And you just go, well, I understand. You don't condone it. You don't think it's right. Just, well, I understand. That's what they are. And it just passes through. And you go, wow, look at this crazy shit. And it floats right on by. And it never takes root in your mind. It never grabs you. This is a... Shit. Hit my damn notebook on my desk. This is a self-mastery. It goes beyond self-control. There's a level past that. And it gets into self-mastery. We're all going to get mad. We're all going to get frustrated. We're all going to get upset. We're all going to be sad sometimes. We're human beings. But when we try and rationalize everything, we see someone do something that makes no sense. They put two and two together and get five, and you're like, how in the hell did they do that? It does just because that's what they are. They are those who can put two and two together and get five. They can do it every fucking time. They're great at it. It's what they are. Tell them to put three and three together. I guarantee you they can give you seven. And it'll make perfect fucking sense to them. And it'll never make sense to you. And the best thing you can do is just go, they are those who can do that. That's what they are. It sounds simple, maybe ridiculous to some people. But what's your explanation for why people are the way they are? Well, because they're fucking idiots. Well, why are they idiots? Because they're fucking idiots. Exactly. It's what they are. Let it go. Stop trying to figure everybody out. Does it matter anyway? Do you fucking care? Do you really care? Or are you being irrational? Are you doing dumb things that don't serve you? Are you focusing on things that aren't going to benefit you in any way. If you achieve world-class success in figuring that out, why the hell did they do that? Are you even going to get anything out of that? Or are you just wasting time? There's just some things that can't be explained. You look at people who believe all these damn conspiracy theories. Why do they believe that shit? Because they're the conspiracy theorists. They've always been there. They're always going to be there. And you're never going to fucking change it. Why? Because human beings have imaginations and imaginations run wild. But why don't they use it for good? Because they are those who don't use it for good. It's just what they are. If you can figure this out, if you can stop rationalizing the irrational, if you can just stop wasting your time on that, stop taking precious energy and burning it unnecessarily. Excuse me. I just got back from the gym and I chug a ton of water in the gym. It's something I do and I'm like that when I come home. But if you can figure this out, man, you can save yourself so much stress, so much worry, so much just BS drama. You could be so much happier. It's not about winning. You're never going to win. These people are fucking crazy sometimes. How are you going to beat somebody who doesn't even know they're insane? You can't do it. So don't try. Just let it go. What are you going to get if you were to manage to win that fight? Really? Nothing. You going to get more likes on Twitter? That'll make life better, won't it? Now you can afford that wedding you keep putting off because you don't have the damn money. Now you can get rid of that used car and buy a new one, right? You told that fucking troll on the internet. It's not worth your time, man. There's this hierarchy of value where people say time is more valuable than money. Well, energy is more valuable than time because if you don't have any energy, it doesn't matter how much fucking time you have. You see what I'm saying? You don't have the energy to do anything. And there are people in this world, and this is where I'm going to be really real with you. And I'm good at being really real. Really, really real, okay? There are people who have no energy. You've met them. I've met them. Everybody's met them. You know people who have met them. We all know what I'm talking about. There are people who have no energy in this life. They are the chronically unmotivated, the chronically unstimulated. They have. So what are your goals in life? I don't know. They're just a space alien. Everything in their life is slow. It's always drama. It's always complaining. It's always whining. They have zero energy in their life. They're lazy. They sit on the couch. They're these do-nothing people. You notice when you talk to those people, it seems that in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe 5, maybe 1 minute, maybe a few seconds, they have completely drained you of your energy. That's because these people feed on that. They don't have any of their own. It's like a damn vampire, man. They live off other people's energy, just like a vampire lives off other people's blood. That's what they need to survive. It's what they need to function. It's what they have to do. Because they don't have any of their own. These people are probably the ones in your life you're trying to figure out. And you're not going to figure them out. Yeah, there's a scientific reason why they're lazy, why they're always shoveling food in their mouth, stuffing their face like a farm animal, why you're listening to this disgusting train wreck on the other end of the phone, just obnoxious. Yeah, there's a scientific reason. But why are they like that? Because they're like that. That's why. Because they're like that. There's no need to try and rationalize it. It's not your job to try and rationalize it. If you want to help them, be nice to them, but limit your contact with them. Don't let them call you and feed off your energy. they need to learn to go get their own. You know, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, teach a man to fish, blah, 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 that bullshit. It's true. It's cliche, but it's true. Stop trying to understand the ununderstandable. The way you understand the not understandable, ununderstandable. Yeah, that the way you understand is just go, there's no figuring it out. It's irrational. It makes no sense. There's no logic to it. They are those who do this. Why is that dude riding a bicycle naked through Walmart? Because he is that guy who rides bicycles naked through Walmart. That's exactly why he's doing it. Get your frozen pizza and go home. Quit fucking worrying about him. Don't worry about it. Just walk right on by. Live your life. Don't worry about his. But anyhow, I hope that this has been helpful. Understanding eliminates a lot of frustration. And when you find yourself going, but I just, there's no understanding. I can't understand. It's because it's not understandable. You need to understand that you're not going to understand it. It makes no sense. It'll never make sense. And you're going to make all your fucking hair fall out, your blood pressure go up, and you're going to give yourself fucking diabetes worrying about people who are not worth worrying about. You're going to spend all your energy on dumb things. And you're not going to have any left over for yourself. You're not going to have any left over for your marriage, for your kids, for your career, for your life. You're going to donate it all willingly to these vampires, these parasites that want to take it from you. You've got enough energy to get you through the day, but all that energy is going to make them feel good for 10 minutes, and then they got to go, I'm going to get off here, and then they're going to call somebody else and bleed them dry, and now you're worthless for the rest of the day. You're ready to just go home, go to bed. Now you're miserable. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop arguing with them. It's not worth it. You're fighting a losing battle. Why are people so stupid? Because they're fucking stupid. That's why. They're stupid. Those are stupid motherfuckers. Why'd that guy put a Tide Pod in his mouth? Because he is the type of person that puts a Tide Pod in his mouth. That's why. That's why. Why do people want to do stuff like meth? Because they are those who like meth. That's why. It's what they are. You may as well let it go. Accept them for who they are. Accept them for what they are. And get on with your life. Save your energy for yourself. For those you care about. You're going to go fight with people and argue with people. And at the end of it, win, you win. Because they're not as smart as you, right? You're going to win, right? When you win, you just donated all your energy to someone who didn't have any. And they bled you dry. And they walked away feeling a little bit better about themselves, didn't they? Understanding is a superpower. Eliminate that frustration from your life. Give yourself a break. Breathe a little easier. You're worth it. It's worth it. That's something worth making an effort for. But anyhow, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I know me rambling on about my crap, you know, it's probably not the most entertaining thing in the world with all this fascism and racism and fucking garbage. There's a reporter somewhere talking about how if you put butter and fucking mayonnaise on a leaf of lettuce, fold it over and stick it up your ass, it's fucking racist. And I know that's way more marketing and CPM and likes and impressions. That's much more interesting. So I really appreciate you guys giving me your time and listening to my bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But listen to me being an asshole. I love it. I'm so good at it. I'm still the rock star. I'm still the rock star. But anyhow, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you breathe a little easier. I hope you have a less frustrating day today if you manage to catch this in the morning, if you're listening, if you're paying attention. But it's an awesome world out here, man. Enjoy it. Please. I'm telling you, life's good. If you don't believe me, one day you'll see, I promise. Have a good one.